Citizens, taxpayers, Newfound area, as well as members from both parties, are concerned with what is happening in the Newfound area with all the proposed wind turbines slated to go up in our mountaintops and hillsides in Alexandria, Grafton, Danbury, Bristol, Hebron, Bridgewater, in addition to the ones already up in Groton.
This is not a question of politics. This is not a question of science. Everyone is in favor of renewables. Everyone is in favor of reducing our dependence on foreign oil. The question is, when does a private company in search of profits have more rights than the private citizen who owns property in the state of New Hampshire?
Should the state of New Hampshire risk the loss of travel and tourism for and those dollars that we get for wind energy and transmission line projects without consideration of all impacts and an update to our energy policy?
Now, those were some sounds from last month before the House Science, Technology, and Energy Committee dealing with one of the many bills to address New Hampshire's future on establishing an energy plan. And those are some very important debates that have been going on in the last couple of years and should continue in the weeks and months ahead. And there is a bill that's coming up for a committee hearing tomorrow before the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee that deals with the process in dealing with these projects. But there's been an amendment offered, so this is an amendment that is very important to discuss going into tomorrow's hearing, because it comes after a discussion with some people who are in the know, shall we say, about the problems that lie ahead if things are not dramatically changed anytime soon. And to help us get started today right here on Bulldog Live on this very snowy Tuesday, very pleasant good morning to you. 1-866-823-1077 is our phone number. Senator Jeanne Forrester of Meredith, who has been a great person to get to know over the years, and also to see the challenges that she's willing to take on for her constituents. And she joins us here to help us get the conversation started today on Bulldog Live. Good morning, Senator Forrester. How are you today?
Good morning, Brian. I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm enjoying the snow.
It was a little tricky getting in this morning.
Not too bad. The road crews did an excellent job on Interstate 89, so if everybody kept their speeds down, everything would be fine, and so far, so good.
Yep.
So, good. Are you in Concord today, or are you at home? Oh, you are? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you did have a travel in today. Well, anyway, Senate Bill 99, let's talk about this. This is a bill that you're the prime sponsor of. Senator Andy Sanborn and a number of others are co-sponsors. Tell us what the original intent was and where it's going now.
The original intent of Senate Bill 99 was to try to bring the Site Evaluation Committee criteria up to kind of current the current environment today, if you will, of evolving technologies and things that need to be addressed that the original site evaluation committee did not anticipate.
Sure. So, as well as community objections and impacts in a number of other areas that they normally have not studied up to this point.
Correct.
Okay. So that bill has now, because you had a meeting, and I found out through an email newsletter to your constituents, there's been an amendment offered. Tell us about how that came about.
Yes. I, myself, Senator Bradley, and Representative Suzanne Smith met last week or a week or so ago with the commissioner of the Department of Environmental Services, who is also the chair of the Site Evaluation Committee, and he expressed to us in that meeting that, in his words, the Site Evaluation Committee is just about at the breaking point. And he suggested to me that the original bill that I had tinkers around the edges, and what we need to do is have a fresh and comprehensive look at what Site Evaluation Committee does. And so based on that conversation and talking with others, we brought in an amendment that guts the original bill entirely and replaces it with a moratorium on all new elective projects, energy projects, for 1 year, and directs the chair to commission a study to look at how site evaluation committee can be more effective, more efficient, and responsive.
Sure, because you're looking at how it's structured, as well as even the funding to meet its obligations under the law that the state has charged them with.
Exactly, you know, and it's probably not a new idea, but when you look at this big discussion we've been having for quite a few weeks about around gambling and how we're charging an $80 million application fee for somebody to bring a casino in, why don't we charge an application fee for projects, new elective energy projects that are coming into the state? I mean, we do have fees that they have to pay for relative to studies that need to be done, but we don't charge an application fee. And so it's just one idea. And 2 years ago, when I tried to make changes to the site evaluation committee, I heard from the commissioner as well as others that they were stressed at that point in terms of the human and financial resources, because there was no kind of tool or no avenue for them to recover the kind of time that they were spending and the resources that they were having to spend to get these applications through the process.
Sure, I understand that. So when they say they're at the breaking point, they're not only talking financially, but in the term of resources, you know, and that is the people to study these things. And I assume that part of that breaking point might be the number of projects. Let's just take a look at what's happening in the Newfound region.
Right.
You know, one wind farm in operation, and then three more being proposed.
Correct. And beyond just dealing with the applications that will come through the site evaluation committee, there's a compliance piece, too, that oversight that they have to. The site evaluation committee is responsible for monitoring that these projects are doing what they're supposed to be doing, and they're having a struggle with that. So it seems to me that we are only doing the responsible thing when you have a chair of a committee come to you and tell you that they're at the breaking point and they need help, that we should focus on that. And based on that conversation, that's why the bill was changed.
Senator Jeanne Forrester Emeritus joining us here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse at 1-866-823-1077. We're talking about Senate Bill 99, which comes up before a public hearing tomorrow morning in the State House in Room 103. And, you know, talking about the amendment, which you can read on my website at briantilton.com. I have the original bill, but also the amended version, which, if approved by the committee, would override the original version. And looking at this, too, one of the other things that perhaps the site evaluation committee should be looking on is about hiring their own experts.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, that's a good point, that we provide them with the funding resources so that they can hire their experts, their own experts. You know, I heard from the chair of the committee that right now technologies are evolving and that they don't have the expertise on the site evaluation committee to know what they're looking at, to know about all the technologies. You hear from the experts on the other side, but for us representing the public, we don't have experts.
Yeah, we're looking to have an independent analysis, so to speak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. And then also looking into, you know, and I guess we should also ask, you know, who would be studying any economic impact on land values, tourism, those kinds of impacts that we're already seeing today by a number of the proposed projects that hasn't even made it to the SEC.
That's right. Right.
So, wow. Well, this is very interesting. I imagine that as procedure goes, you'll be the first one speaking at the committee hearing tomorrow morning.
I will be the first one speaking just to introduce the bill. I expect that we will have quite a few people testifying. And again, this isn't about, I want to be very clear, this is not about stopping any particular project, whether it's wind or Northern Pass. This is about addressing a problem that we have right now. The Site Evaluation Committee has come to us and they have said, we're at the breaking point. We need help. And it is the responsible thing for us as legislators to address this issue.
And to give them the tools. To give them the tools that they need to do the job that we, the people, are trusting them to do.
Exactly.
And so by giving a one-year moratorium, what would this do, create a study committee?
Well, no. What we plan to do is what the legislation calls for is the Site Evaluation Committee to contract with an outside vendor to perform a study on current site evaluation criteria and identify recommendations that address funding needs, future technology expertise requirements, and staffing. And we would look to the Renewable Energy Fund to fund that study.
Okay, very good, because now we take a look, too, as to how why this is important to take a look at, because as the state has already put into place a goal of having 25% of all energy being from renewables by the year 2025, we got to figure out a way to get there if we are going to be able to do that.
That's right. We need to take a step back. We need to take a pause. We need to look at what is it we are trying to achieve, and who's looking out for the state of New Hampshire, rather than having all these developers come in and propose projects through the Site Evaluation Committee. Which, by the way, the Site Evaluation Committee takes the projects or the applications as they come. They don't decide. They don't decide about siting issues. They don't say, okay, Newfound, you've only got one wind turbine. You don't need three more. They just take the applications as they come.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand. But what about for anybody who says, but this is going to have a chilling effect on development?
Well, it's having a chilling effect right now. It's having a chilling effect, and you'll hear tomorrow in testimony from businesses who are feeling it now. Because there is such uncertainty about what's going to happen in the landscape. And you have second homeowners, people who are trying to build homes who have put everything on hold because they don't know what's going to happen. You'll hear, hopefully, tomorrow from a business owner who will tell you how he's having a hard time hiring people. And this is a pretty significant business. Who will tell you he's having a hard time hiring people because they don't know where they're going to move or what they're going to move into. So it's having a chilling effect now. We need to be looking out for the people in New Hampshire first. That's our first priority.
Amen to that. So this begins, again, 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, State House Room 103, SB 99. You can get more details on my website, briantilton.com, on the Northern Pass page. Senator Jeanne Forrester joining us from Meredith. And, before we have to let you go here, Senator, just want to shift gears a little bit. You have a forum, you have a couple of forums coming up regarding the local government center and some of the controversy that's been surrounding that.
That's right. We have, and I don't have the dates right in front of me right now, but
it's okay, I do.
one coming up
on Thursday, and the other one coming up on April 19th. April 9th, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and that one's in Tilton, and the one this Thursday is in Plymouth at the Common Man.
Mm-hmm.
And these are forums to help local communities understand what's happening with LGC, and the interim director, George Bald, will be there to give folks an update and answer any questions and concerns. So it's a way for us to reach out and provide information and answer questions.
Good, because this is concerning them being required to refund $50 million to our local communities, as well as to reorganize. So George Bald, who is the interim director of the Local Government Center, this will be Thursday, 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Common Man in Plymouth, and then on Tuesday, April 9th in Tilton at the Senior Center. And that'll also be from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And if people want to RSVP, they should get a hold of you, right, Senator Forrester?
Yes, they should call it. Can I give you our phone number?
Please
here?
Please do.
It's 271-2609 is the number to call for to RSVP.
All right, very good. Well, Senator Forrester, thank you very much for joining us today, and enjoy the snow.
Thank you. You too, Brian.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.